The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here, and I have the Just Veggies podcast for you today. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find here at plantersplace.com. So give that a read. But welcome to the listening version of my podcast. Happy to have you here. Welcome to today's feature, which is part one of seed starting. And it's basically a rundown of what you need to know before you sow, or at least a couple of items you need to know before you sow. So if you are one of those, one of the millions of people who took up gardening as the pandemic wore on into its first month of lockdown in 2020, and, you know, you may have begun your gardening experience on the fly, as they say. Maybe you bought some vegetable starts, some seedlings, and planted them out there and just wanted to see what would happen. Perfectly great. This year, however, in 2021, you actually have a little bit more time and a little bit more opportunity to be a bit more planful about getting your gardening season going. Seed starting might be in your future, and I hope it is. If that's the case, I have a series of three posts and podcasts for you to consider to get your gardening and seed starting off to a successful start and hopefully end in a successful finish. In fact, the best seed starting endeavors always begin way before the seeds are actually sown. So in this part one, I have two items for you to consider before your seeds actually meet the soil. So, first item, consider your seed starting containers. You have options for what you're going to start your seeds in. Tons and tons of options. You could start with yogurt cups that you pull out of your recycling. Perfectly fine. You could be using small plastic pots that you saved from when you visited nurseries last year and bought some potted annuals or potted vegetable plants. Great. You can do that. You can even go all out and buy a seed starting tray, a seed starting pack, if you will, that comes with a bottom tray that holds water, individual cells that hold individual plants. You might even go into the recycle version or the eco version and buy fiber pots that you can plant out in the garden. Great. Tons and tons of opportunities here. Whatever you use, however, make sure that they are A, clean and sterilized. Definitely clean and sterilize them with a 10% bleach solution or 10% bleach solution should be great, should do the trick. And that's especially for the plants that, or the pots that you have been reusing from last year. So if you bought something at a nursery last year and has a little bit of dirt inside left over from last year, take that dirt out, just scrub it out, and then soak those pots in a 10% bleach solution. You should be good to go. Also, make sure that B, your drainage holes exist. So if you have, or if you are using yogurt cups, for example, your yogurt cups do not have holes in the bottom, right? Otherwise, your yogurt would fall out. Put holes in the bottom so that you can ensure that water is draining out of the pot. However, make sure they're not too big so your soil doesn't leak out. And also consider C, A, B, and C, have some sort of saucer or something, a tray, underneath those pots, something that has the ability to catch whatever is draining out of your pots, because you don't want to ruin your windowsills or the floor or whatever. Unless, of course, you are growing in a greenhouse or someplace like that, or in the garage. Now, your containers don't have to be huge. They can be any size, really. But do keep in mind that if you sow many seeds in one container, your seedlings will do best if they are subsequently transferred to individual pots, or at least maybe one or two plants per pot. We'll get into that in a little bit more detail in the part two of this series. My other topic of consideration My second of two is your seed starting mix. What are you going to put into those containers you just cleaned, you just acquired from the recycling bin, you just put holes in, you just purchased from a garden center or your local store? What are you going to put in there for the seeds to grow in? Well, may I recommend, really the only option, is to use a mix, potting mix, that is meant for starting seeds. Now, these mixes usually don't have soil in them. They're usually a soilless mix. It doesn't have soil that you dig out of your front yard. It's a combination of organic materials that's specially formulated to create an environment around the root zone of your emerging seedlings that is really meant to promote germination. That means it holds just enough moisture that it encourages seeds to essentially break open, but it also allows just enough water to drain so that the seeds don't sit in a soggy environment. Who wants that? Who wants soggy feet? A quality seed starting mix will come with a dose of fertilizer in it. It could be organic fertilizer, it could be just regular, commercial fertilizer. But usually the fertilizer dose is enough to supply the growing seedlings with nutrients for about up to a month or so. Personally, I will recommend the one that I use, a seed starting mix that I use, and that is the Organic Mechanics Seed Starting Blend. And it has a nice porosity, just like the way it feels. So if you Google or search online, the interwebs, just search for Organic Mechanics, and that will take you to the correct page. And that's it for this episode. Now, in part two, I'll be discussing what you do when you actually are sowing your seeds. And in part three, I'll talk a little bit more about the expanse of time between the germination and when they can head outside. What do you do in that time period? Until then, have a great time getting your seed starting going, and happy gardening.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.